morning. It's 10:56 a.m. on, what is it? It's Tuesday, March the 31st, 2020. It's a beautiful one. God. I do not have my words. Focus seems to be, of all of the things I'm in short supply, focus seems to be the one that I'm suffering most for lack of. Morning. But I got about half of them. I'm about 1,000 words in, I think. So I got about half. I'll be home by 11:30. I'll have to fix some lunch, but well, that's any luck. I should be done by 1. I have to write a blog post. Tomorrow's blog day, first day of the month. Got to update the blog readers. So, where am I? Let's see. I'm on Troy Harbor. About, I don't know, 40,000 words into auto side of the story. Is it like there's a? I have the sense that there's a lot of stuff being thrown into the into the mix. Garbage truck coming. There's a lot of stuff being thrown into the mix. I'm not sure it's going to survive the second draft. But I like the story. It's Otto's story is, after a whole book of angst, Otto's story is about planting seeds, about starting over. I like the story because it's he's older. He's like 60. He's almost my age. And yeah, that's like really like 50, 45 in people years, but he's starting over. He's starting over pretty much from scratch. He's moved to a new town. It's a much bigger town. And ironically, the cottage is the same as the one he grew up in. So it's the same house, but he's changed. And so it's an exploration of how he's changed from when he was 14 and wanted to be a fisherman. And now an adult with a lot of tragedy behind him, and how he chooses to live his life. So from that standpoint, I think Otto's story here is going to be a lot different. It's going to be a lot easier to read. I don't know that it's a lot easier to write, but it should be a lot easier to read. And on the other side, Angela's, on the company side, she's going to be chewing gum and kicking butt. And she's all out of gum. Little old lady was a little dog. It's a cute little dog. Dog in a red sweater. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Good, good.
The sun is
shining. Huh?
The sun is shining.
The sun is shining. That's a good morning. The sun is shining and we're on the right side of the sod, so. Call her a little old lady, but she's probably somewhere between you. 65 and 85, I can't tell. So yeah, I'm seeing a lot of stuff about people who are going stir crazy because they don't know what to do with themselves. I don't understand it. I was going to say, I guess I understand. I don't really understand. In large part because I don't. Nothing has really changed for me. The only thing that's really changed is a certain level of existential dread, and which has ratcheted up greatly in the last 3 months. And I try to keep my grocery runs down to 2 times a week. I'll go again on Friday. I used to go, oh yeah, well, I need a couple things, I'm gonna go to the store. Now, no. I make a list, I've got a couple things on the list already. The tough part is that we were down on a couple of things that I didn't realize we were down on, and so now they've already run out, and I'm not planning on going to the store again until Friday. So, kids will have to drink regular milk. Those that drink milk. I have to make yogurt. I should make yogurt today. Put the bottle up. I ought to double check to see what my milk order is for the week. I put in a custom order. And as long as I set the order by 7 o'clock tonight, I can ask for what I want. I won't necessarily get it all, but at least the driver will know to expect that when he gets to my house. Instead of showing up with 2 half-gallons of milk, I ask for 1 half-gallon of milk and 12 eggs and a pound of cheese and a loaf of bread and a sleeve of bagels and... And he's looking at my order going, what the hell? Oh, you're going to put a bumper light on for me. Thank you, sir. Sure. Of course, he didn't put the blinker light on until he'd actually pulled up and wanted to make the turn, and I was standing in the middle of the street, but be that as it may. Oh, here comes my friend with their little Scotty dog. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Kind of hard to argue with this, isn't it?
I know
it. It is a beautiful morning. There's just a little bit of a cooling breeze. I got a hoodie on, but it's unzipped. Flapping in the breeze, blowing the stink off. Oh, the other one. Chirp, chirp, chirp. It's the little prairie dogs. There's quite a lot of them now. Oh, look, there's a new hill. There's a new mound just inside the fence. Prairie dog village. All right, coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. It's kind of a flappy flap. But today, I think, is 1990. Day 1990. I think, if I remember the numbers right. It struck me yesterday as I was posting, I was like, I'm coming right up on this. This isn't going to be very long. I should hit episode 2000 in April. That's a real milestone. That's 4,000 miles I've walked. Because I only count the days when I walk. If you feel happy, you feel good. Okay. Chalk on the sidewalk. If you feel happy, you feel good. Actually, if I feel good, I feel happy, which is actually not true, because what I mean is when I feel well, I feel happy. I do have a bit of respiratory action going on here, but it's nothing unusual. I think it's allergy. It's a very familiar kind of thing. So, I'm seeing a lot of people who are going a little bit crazy, being cooped up. It's in the backyard over there. You can probably hear them. I think there's a trampoline or something back there. But I'm out, I'm walking. Got an appointment for my CAT scan a week from Friday. Go back and see the ENT guy a week from Thursday, I think. 2 weeks from Thursday. So, health-wise, things seem to be cruising right along. I suspect that our hermit habits here are helping. I was hoping to get my words done early this morning so I could play this afternoon and get my blog post out before lunch. I think that's only going to happen if I postpone lunch. Power walker, got power walkering. Oh, this guy's wearing a mask. Neck brace, I guess. Bundled up like it's 12 degrees out here. The sun on my face was good. Wind, air, moving. Due to air quality, if everybody works from home from now on. I suspect there'd be a lot of people breaking up. Just judging from some of the comments I've heard, there's a lot of people who aren't particularly happy with the conditions in their households. Politics begins at home. All politics is local. I still get a lot of stupid people on my timelines. It's pretty amazing. I call them stupid. They don't think they're stupid. They don't. It's like, well, you know, this is pandemic, it's not a panic. A lot of people aren't panicked. I don't blame them. Made the turn, I'm walking alongside the park now. Just noticed the other day how green it was getting. The willows are really yellowing up. I noticed they had a little tinge of yellowy green, but even the one that's been dead for a couple of years probably has not actually been dead. It's just didn't put out enough new growth for me to see it. It's looking really nice right now. Well, that's false. I'm not convinced it's the same tree now that I look at it. Looks like a root sprouted beside it, and it's a new tree growing up. Still looks nice. What about these big crab apples? What are they doing? Starting to leaf up. Little green buds on the tips. Maple in my yard has a lot of red tips on it. This big tree here looks dead. There's a big cottonwood here in the corner. That was one of the sharp-shinned hawks sitting in it. Doesn't look like it's going to put out any life at all. Tips are all still brown and gray. There's a robin. Hello, robin. At any rate, I made it. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.